and how people felt. And so must you. That was the good word. This is Reverend Jacob Afolabi.
Thank you very much, Reverend Afolabi, for the good word this afternoon here on Reggae in the Fields. The good word brought to you by Christ Chapel Bible Church. Church is located at 2285 Saint Laurent Boulevard at Walkley in Building A, Unit Number 7. Church begins at 10 a.m. each and every Sunday. Do join them tomorrow morning for Sunday service at Christ Chapel Bible Church. 5 minutes after 3 o'clock here on CKCU. Junior Smith with you here until 5:30. We have a full program. You want to stick around the top 25 dancehall and the top 25 reggae singles coming out of Jamaica this afternoon. We're going to begin, though, this program with some great information for the next half an hour. In the studio are members of the International Pastors and Leaders Forum, who are the main organizers of the event coming up on the 16th of July. Here, right here on Reggae in the Fields, there'll be two programs this week and next week dedicated to highlighting this event. Your host for this segment is Tony Koppel. He's the co-host right here on CKCU of the program called Over My Head. Take it away, Tony.
Thank you, Junior, and it's an honor indeed to be part of Canada's longest-running reggae program. But we're here today to talk about something that I believe will turn out to be a historical event in Ottawa's history, the Canada 150 Night of Praise, Thanksgiving and Prayer, that takes place next Sunday on Parliament Hill, starting at 5 o'clock. I have two friends here in the studio. I have Pastor Michael Oladejo, who is the pastor of the RCCG Faith Chapel in Orleans, and I have Apostle Cornelius Babalola, who leads the Tabernacle of Prayer in Ottawa. And I'm going to be asking both of them a number of questions about this event so that you will know lots about it by the time that we've finished chatting here. So let's start off with Michael. Michael, what are your hopes for Canada 150 Night of Praise on Parliament Hill?
Thank you very much, Tony. We are believing, God, that as believers all over the city of Ottawa and Gatineau are gathered together on the Parliament Hill is going to be a night of praise, you know, unto God, a night of worship. You know, one of our major hopes is the fact that this event, and we already seen the results already, this event will bring together pastors and ministry leaders in unity, in a fashion that we have never seen before. We've seen the results already. Those walls are breaking down between us. You know, you recall that Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30, you know, basically emphasizes the power of unity. The more we come together as believers to do things together, especially praising God, worshiping Him, bombarding the heavens with prayers, the more the results that we can achieve. It's going to be a night that we are expecting that in the realm of the spirit there will be a power shift. You know, it's our hope that even though first of all we are going to be thanking God for the past 150 years for what God has done in this nation, all the breakthroughs, scientific recoveries that we have, but at the same time we are going to be praying that all the negative things that are happening now, high suicide rate, you know, diseases and things like that, they are going to be coming down as a result of what God is going to do that night. God is going to answer our prayers and we are going to begin to see manifestation. Indeed, Jesus will reign from province to province and from coast to coast in Jesus' name.
Cornelius, from your point of view, why is it important to hold a Christian event as part of the Canada 150 stream of events here in Ottawa?
Oh, thank you, Tolin. This is a wonderful event that people from coast to coast across Canada are gathering in their own little way, planning to lift up, do some events that will glorify the name of their city. But we are doing this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are gathering together to celebrate Jesus, to celebrate what he has been doing in this nation. In Psalm 33:12, he said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people who he has chosen for his own inheritance." I strongly believe that nation is Canada. The Lord has chosen Canada as a nation, as his own possession. He has done so many marvelous things in this country that people around the world are daring to come here to seek for peace of God. And as pastors and leaders of ministry, it is our responsibility to bring people together. So this event is mainly to glorify the name of the Lord, to show him how much we love him and how blessed Canada has been.
Michael, what is the format for this event? What can people expect when they turn up on Parliament Hill at 5 o'clock next Sunday?
The event is going to be mostly, you know, praising God and worship him. So as people gather together, we're going to be dancing and rejoicing, you know, appreciating the Almighty God. But most importantly, the program is organized in such a way that praises will be sandwiched with prayers. You know, Acts chapter 16, verse 25, you know, we're going to be doing something similar to what Paul and Silas did. The Bible says at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises. So you will see that praises will be sandwiched with prayers. And we are believing God that as we do that, you know, the same God that did a great miracle and set the captives free when that was done in Acts chapter 16, that same God is going to set so many people free, because we are expecting that many unbelievers are going to be joining us as well. You know, they are going to be set free. There will be salvation for them. So format is going to be, there won't be too much of sitting down. We're all going to be standing on the hill, because most of it is going to be dancing and singing praises to the Almighty God.
Now, this event's being organized by members of the International Pastors and Leaders Forum. Cornelius, you are the chair of that organization. Tell us just a little bit about the IPLF.
IPLF is about unity, it's about wholeness, it's about oneness. In Psalm 133, verse 1, it says, "How good and how pleasurable is it for brethren to dwell together in unity." This is the purpose of IPLF. For pastors, IPLF stands for pastors to help pastors, pastors to come together and glorify the name of the Lord. So we, as in IPLF, we have been coming together more than ever before. The city are now witnessing the togetherness of the pastors and ministry leaders, not only among the international pastors, but among the citywide pastors. So this is the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, for us to come together in the bond of love and unity.
Now, we're going to have quite a lot of music at this event on Parliament Hill. It's going to be glorious, and it's going to be praising the Lord. And in fact, Jody Faith is going to be one of the people who will be singing to us. But another one is going to be Pastor Jean Turpin from the Centre Reveil. And he recently recorded a Canada 150 song. And I'd love you to hear it, because this is just a terrific example of the enthusiasm that all of us hold in our hearts for Canada on this 150th anniversary.
dominera d'un océan à l'autre.
Jean Turpin with his new song, Canada Lève Toi. You're listening to Reggae in the Fields here out of 93.1. And my name's Tony, and I have Pastor Michael and Pastor Cornelius here. And we're talking about the event that's coming up in just over a week's time on Sunday, the 16th of July, Canada 150 Night of Praise, Thanksgiving, and Prayer. Pastor Michael, is this event just intended for international ethnic churches, or is it for a wider audience?
This event is for everyone, you know, that is interested in the progress of Canada. The event is for every living soul, because we are coming together to lift up the name of Jesus. So everyone is invited to come on the 16th of July, starting from 5 p.m. on the Parliament Hill. If you want a transformation in your life, you want a transformation in the city, you want a transformation in this nation, then you have to make it to be there. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Hallelujah.
And as I was just saying, we're going to hear some good music. Can you give us a rundown on some of the music that we can expect, the choirs and all that?
Yes. We have various groups. The Redeemed Christian Church of God Mass Choir is going to be there, comprising of churches in Ottawa, Gatineau. The Jesus is Lord Choir is going to be there as well. There will be renditions in English and in French. The Hope Choir will be there as well. So it's going to be real night of worship, high praises, The songs are going to be songs that lift up the name of Jesus, especially projecting the Christian heritage of Canada. I want to invite those who really love music to be there, because they are going to be mightily blessed.
I understand also from Pastor Adele Katewa from Jesus' Lord Church that there's going to be 150 people in at least one of those choirs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very appropriate number.
The Jesus is Lord choir is going to be minimum of 150 people. The sound systems are going to be there. So, I mean, on the hill is going to be high praises. The guitars will be played. The keyboards will be played. It's going to be awesome.
So this is a big thing, listeners. This is not just some small event. Michael, how many people are we perhaps expecting on the hill that night?
We estimate a minimum of about 3,000 people, because we have at least a minimum of 100 churches participating, and we have requested that each pastor of those churches should mobilize a minimum 20 people from their churches. That's minimum. So based on that estimate, you are looking at about minimum of 2,000 from the churches. And then from this wide promotion we are doing, you know, tourists will be around the Parliament Hill. So we estimate that minimum 3,000 people will gather together on that night, bombarding the heaven with praises. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
And yet, for people just coming onto the hill, this is a free event. So somebody's coming up with some money. Cornelius, how is this being funded, this event?
Oh, you just listened to Michael that is talking about bombarding from heaven, if you know what that means. The Lord is raining down bread from heaven.
Hallelujah.
So we believe so much in the Lord that He's going to release His blessing, His financial blessing for us. We're also encouraging all pastors, all ministry leaders across the city to rise up to the glory of God. The light of His glory is shining upon this nation, to rise up and support this historic event.
And I have on their website, and I'll mention it now and I'll mention it a little later, it's canada150.iplf.ca. Mm-hmm. It's possible there to register your church and also to make a donation towards the event. Yes?
Yes, that's correct. We are also encouraging pastors, because of where we are now in the planning, to, you know, mail their checks if possible. It's a minimum donation of $100 per church towards the event. Because of where we are now in planning, we're encouraging them to actually mail the check to 427 MacArthur Avenue at the Tabernacle, in care of the Tabernacle of Prayer, if in case, you know, they don't want to give online, if, you know, because we understand that churches don't have credit cards, so the fastest way will probably be for them to mail in the check straight to 427 MacArthur Avenue.
Okay, so I'd like to imagine that I'm listening to this program this afternoon. I'm a member of a church. I don't know even whether my church is aware of this event, but I'm getting excited about it. How can my church be part of this event?
Okay, so the first thing to do, thank you, Tony, for that question. The first thing to do is for you to go to our website, canada150.iplf.ca, and all the information about this event, they are all there. Okay, you can also get your church to register right online there. You can get your church to register. Also, you can help to spread the word. Spread the word. You can go to the Facebook page that is dedicated for this program. And then there are telephone numbers that you can call. You know, you can call these telephone numbers at any time. 613-699-3228, 613-699-3228, or 613-857-9505. You can call these numbers anytime. Let us know that you want to be part of it, and then we give you detailed information. Thank you.
Otherwise, just come. Don't even bother to call anywhere. Just come, and the Lord will bless you mightily.
Well, we live in a social media world, and I'm going to also appeal to everyone of you out there who has a Facebook page or a Twitter site to spread the word of this event. And we are putting out lots of stuff. We have both a Facebook and a Twitter. And if you go to those, which you can find via the website, then share it with your friends. Invite your friends. There's an event page. You can invite all your friends who are living in this area. And that way, we're not going to have somebody saying to us in 3 weeks' time, oh, I heard there was an event, but nobody told me about it. It's up to us all, every individual person here who's hearing this, to help us get the word out about this event. It'd be such a shame if there are people who miss it because nobody told them. So that's where you can come in, listeners, in terms of getting the word out. We have just a couple of minutes before we're going to wrap up this discussion. I'm going to ask both Michael and Cornelius if they have a last word or a last thing, point that they'd like to make, and then we'll just give you some final details. Michael.
If you are fired up and excited about what you have heard, what we need you to do right now is to text 10 of your friends right away. Text them about Canada 150 Night of Praise, Thanksgiving and Prayer. It's going to be on the 16th, Sunday the 16th of July from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Text minimum 10 of your friends if you are really, really fired up. You can also email your friends with the details. I've given you the website, canada150.iplf.ca. You can email your friends on your network. And the Lord bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. See you at the Parliament Hill.
Cornelius.
Yes, in Ephesians 2:4, Jesus has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. So every member every congregational member in every church, this is not only for pastors and leaders, it's for everyone. Come and God bless you mightily.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to us for this last 25 minutes or so. We are very grateful to Junior for letting us come on to Canada's longest-running reggae program. I look forward personally to seeing thousands of you out there on the hill, not tomorrow night, but on the following Sunday night. Now, I'm going to give you the web address once more. That's the place to get information. That's the place to then find our social media links and so on. It's canada150.iplf.ca. Also remember the power of just talking to your friends. If you're meeting people, tell them that you heard about this on this show this afternoon. That personal contact is extremely powerful. We don't only communicate through our phones. And I want to make one final point. This event is for every single church in Ottawa and Gatineau. It's a bilingual event. There will be something for everybody. You don't want to miss this event. You want to be able to tell your children about it one day in 20 years' time. And bring your children with you. They're going to enjoy it too. It's going to be spectacular. Pray for good weather. And we're going to go rain or shine, but we would love the Lord to give us a splendid evening as well from a weather point of view. I think that's all that we have. I'm going to be handing you back to Junior now, and we thank him again for this time.
Thank you all very much for coming in and telling us about this event coming up on the 16th of July. It will be at Parliament Hill beginning at 5 o'clock. And next week on the program, we'll have another session. And this time we'll give the listeners a chance to hear some of the speakers who will be at this event. Before you go, we still have a couple of minutes, at least 3 minutes. And I know pastors can and do pray. So I'll give each of you the time in prayerful worship this afternoon on Reagan Fields to pray for our listeners and pray for this event, and then we'll close.
And so, mighty Father, we want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for the great things that you are doing in our time. We thank you for this nation. Thank you, Lord, for all the successes that have been recorded so far since the past 150 years. And Lord, we rejoice because we know every listener out there is already blessed. They are already touched. We rejoice because we know, as the Lord lives, no listener will miss out of this. Something great, something awesome will happen in their lives as they find their ways to the Parliament Hill come the 16th of July. We rejoice because we know yokes are broken in the lives of some listeners. I release the word of God. There's a listener that is suffering from pains in the back, pains in the leg. I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost for healing into your life. You will make it. You will make it to the Parliament Hill. Nothing is going to hold you bound in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We'll see you there.
Yeah, just to praise the name of the Lord for mighty and great things he's doing in this nation. The nation of Canada, nation of peace. Blessed is the nation that whose God is the Lord. You are the nation, whole Canada. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Thank you very much this afternoon, and look for Tony's program on CKCU here on a Sunday.